Today, the expression could not be truer. One man's trash is another man's treasure. This is now called upcycling, and our guest today is an expert. We're going to reimagine possibilities and learn how to make a huge positive impact on the environment at the same time. Hello, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and you are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Are you ready to talk trash to treasure and learn about easy upcycling ideas, have some fun, and tap into your creativity? I hope so, because that's what we're going to do. Get ready to use your imagination. But before I introduce our guests, just a quick tip from another partner of Mrs. Green's world, Tucson Electric Power. And I love their tips and I learn from them. And this one's about landscaping. And again, I didn't think about this, so it's helpful to me as a consumer. Landscaping can actually help reduce your energy costs by creating windbreaks that help block the cold winter wind. And for Tucsonans listening to this, we are actually having a cold winter, so it matters. And that in turn keeps your home warmer. Walls, fences, evergreen trees, and shrubs planted on the north side, west, and east sides of your home are most effective. We do not need to put them on the south side. So keep that in mind when you're getting ready to plant in the weeks to come, as spring is really just around the corner, and I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth. Now please join me in welcoming the upcycling queen herself, Christy Sirocco, Habastore Donation and Outreach Manager, Habitat for Humanity. It's their Habastore. And Christy, it's always great to have you on the show and pick your brain. And this time we are going to stick to the script so we don't go off on tangents and get things covered.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's always
fun. So
excited
to be here.
I know. It's a great way to start the day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start with what exactly your job is at the Habastore.
Well, my job at the Habastore is to mainly get things and create those relationships in the community and, just like you, create awareness and remind people that upcycling and recycling is so important to the environment and keeping our footprint off of the earth. And it's
So you get the goods.
I get the goods. I'm so excited to do it.
Great business, corporates, people that donate on a regular basis. I know we do our part to get people to donate, and I know estates donate. So you've got a big job, but you're doing really well because there's lots of treasures in that store
every
no matter
day.
When you go.
It changes every day. So I see a lot of great things come in.
You wish you had them, but you can't keep getting everything for your own house, right?
I can't, no. It's nice, though, when I do find something that I can upgrade, put a little paint on it, and say I spent $40 on it.
And then you can get rid of something in your house and bring it to the Habastore.
I know,
right-sizing. It's called the circle of life.
It's called right-sizing, yes.
So a simple question. What is your definition of upcycling?
Well, upcycling to me is taking trash to treasure. It helps create less garbage. It's taking something and putting some paint on it. Chalk paint is a great thing that I do, taking a piece of sandpaper and making something new again. So
it's taking an old item and making it new and fresh and different. It's simple.
Exactly.
We like to come up with these new terms in our modern times, but one of the things that's really challenging for me, because I'm creative in some ways but not others, is the vision for what something could look like. That is a challenge for me. And when I go to places and see them, and including the Habastore, where there have been some fundraisers or in people's houses that are masters of it, give us some easy upcycled ideas for what we might already have in our homes, or if we're looking for another piece, what we could look for that might be trash, but that we could turn into a treasure. Give us a couple of ideas.
I'll tell you a great place that I find amazing ideas is Pinterest. And
yes,
Pinterest, you can just put upcycling or DIY into the search bar, and it is endless. Something that I came across recently was taking old china plates and super gluing the cups, kind of stacking them on each other and making, jewelry holders, or taking old lamps and taking the tops off them and hanging your necklaces on them. And so there's definitely tons of things you can do.
I never thought about that, but Pinterest is a good one to look at.
You can take dressers and make them into islands for your kitchen. Take the bottom drawers out, put some new legs on them. sand them down. Chalk paint is always awesome. There's so many colors at Lowe's and Home Depot.
And I just had a creative idea. It's like I say when that happens, this just in. If you did that, you could actually use a door for the island top.
Oh, yeah.
You really could.
A shutter. You could use so many different things, and all these things come into the store. So
the list is endless.
It's endless.
What about old... One of the things that I think is challenging, and I have one in my bedroom, is an old chair with faded fabric. Would recovering that be called upcycling?
I would think so, yeah.
Because it's a good chair. That's another thing. The old dressers, I look, because my husband taught me about the grooves on the side.
Oh, yeah.
The wood they're made of. You know, 50s furniture that you could have gotten a Sears and Roebuck catalog is so much better than most of what you can buy today. Because they had craftsmanship and they had pride of ownership. So that's great. What about damaged furniture? Like when I see that, we live in such a disposable society. It's like if you don't know how to fix it, like suppose the leg's broken, what do you say to that? And there are places in Tucson that you can take them to, because sometimes they can be beautiful, but if they're broken, people might put them in the garbage and get them or take them to the landfill, which breaks my heart. That should be the last stop for anything in your house.
I mean, if there are minor repairs on furniture that you are wanting to get rid of or donate to the Happy Store, we do have the ability to fix minor things. And so, you know, it's not... I would say just give us a call and, you know, maybe send us a picture if it's still in good working order. It's not... It's structurally sound. There's not... like a lot of damage and there's just maybe this one thing, we definitely put the effort into, or we have volunteers that help us put the effort into making those pieces of furniture resellable in our store. So I would say give us a call and ask before just dumping it. And then there's a lot of families out here that need a couch and probably wouldn't care if that, you know, leg was broken. Reach out to your local you know, La Fronteras and the places that help people get furniture and provide resources. I would say maybe reach out to them or shelters and things like that before just throwing it in the trash.
I sound like a broken record, but that's the bottom line of this whole show. Really don't throw it out. And that's why we came up with
Freecycle
in the show. Yeah,
Freecycle.
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Exactly.
And be mindful of that. When I go on tours of the landfill, the things that I see that are thrown in the garbage, it's really kind of a disgrace. That's how I feel. It's like, really, you could have done one extra stop. If it's a big piece of furniture, I know you'll pick it up if there's a viable load to go. But don't throw it out.
Yeah.
And that the big thing is, if you can use it in your home, that's the ideal, to keep it and have it bring another life. And then if not, think about donating it. So let's get creative for a minute. You mentioned one thing. Now, a shutter we don't want as the top of an island, because that would be a little bit rough unless you got a piece of glass for it.
Or maybe tile on top of it.
Tile on top of it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So what are some of the other creative ideas that you've seen? Because you have volunteers that come in, and I've seen some creative things in that store where they just look at something and I'm like, huh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, I'm not creative in that aspect. But I have a story of a volunteer who we had Ethan Allen sale.
And, which is one of the best furniture still on the market today.
Yeah,
it is.
So there are these rings that hold up curtains or... large curtains.
Right.
And these little round things. And she created a, at Christmas time, an ornament out of them. And I would have never thought of it.
And then that's a present.
Yeah, and they were just these little small rings that held up, you know, curtains. And she made everybody Christmas ornaments. And I thought, wow, she just glued some stuff on there.
Did
and it
you
looks
get
so
one?
Cool. Yeah, I have one.
Because I think you need to send me a picture of that. We do a family big thing in Denver with my son-in-law's family, and everybody made stuff this year. So now we're all in the competition to see who can make what next. So I've got to come up with a clever idea. I have some time.
There's endless possibilities. So many things, just repurposing, stenciling, chalk paint. I keep saying chalk paint because I love the way it looks.
That's one of the things that you really like.
I really love it. I got some fabric from the Ethan Allen sale as well and repurposed my my dining room chairs at home, and they look brand new and amazing. And I should send you a picture of that as well.
No kidding. We can put it up on the website. And there's things like I see people that come up with the most clever ideas for even things like door knockers and doorknobs. And just think, you know, like you said, Pinterest is the ideal place to find that, because I'm telling you, half of my daughter's wedding was it's a Pinterest wedding.
Nice.
It's big for brides, especially if you're eco-conscious, because they have like the DIY and all of those things that involve a lot less expense and are much more sustainable and good for the planet.
Yes,
agreed. So just use your imagination and look around and go to the habit store, because they have them. So, okay, I know I've been at events at the habit store and the reimagining of stuff. Can we talk a little bit about that? Because how do you turn a shutter into a headboard or like a door? I remember I was at one event and I remember this picture, T and I looking through the window, and it was an old door that had been repurposed, and it was, you know, there were stencils on it, and it would be great like in a corner at a house. It didn't look tacky. It didn't look
like, you know, maybe a room divider or something like
and
that.
And it just, or something even in the outside. So best thing, just use your imagination.
I would say Pinterest. I will also let you know that I've seen classes posted at like Lowe's or Home Depot, I think, where they teach you how to DIY and repurpose things. And so maybe just look locally to find those classes that, you know, help you do those things.
I know, because if you don't have that, like I said, I'm creative in some ways, but it comes to that, I am like out to lunch. I'm not the crafty person, and I'm usually not very good at it either, which I think goes hand in hand. What about, we all have houseplants, and I would have to say that in restaurants, in other people's homes, in other people's gardens, I have seen some of the most creative ideas ever for houseplants.
You can use anything.
And pots are so expensive.
Yeah, coffee cans, fish bowls. You can use so many different things. You know, glue on some rope and hang it. There's all kinds of things you can use. We actually take planter pots in our store, so you can probably come into the store and find them very inexpensively and maybe paint them or, you know, decorate them.
And, you know, you mentioned
have your kids do them.
Have your kids do it. I know, get involved. That's another thing for families. A DIY project can be so much of a fun family activity.
My granddaughter loves DIY projects.
To do that,
she's
anything.
So creative.
Kids love to do stuff with a grandma, grandpa, or a mom, or a dad. So
it's
really good time, and it gets them away from any gizmo that might be attached to their hands.
Right.
It's all about, like, let's get our kids away from the gizmos, which is the technical term for an electronic device. But, you know, you can use rope, you can hang the planters. That's one of the spaces where I see, I'll look at a restaurant and they have their centerpiece and I think, oh my gosh, they just took that can and decorated it and now it's an adorable centerpiece.
Or like mason jars. I mean, those are big for
holding. Are they the hottest things ever?
You could do so much with them.
Oh my gosh. And for weddings, believe me, mason jars are a thing.
I've seen them on Pinterest.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you have. And then the other thing, you talked about it again, but let's go into it a little bit more deeply. Trying to think of multiple uses for a single object, because I have seen that already. You don't necessarily have to use a dresser to store clothes. I never thought about what you said, where take the drawers out and you could put wine glasses in it. You could put, you know, kitchen items in it. There are many things that you can do to make it a different object. Does a desk have to be used as a desk? I mean, so what are some of ideas that you've seen on Pinterest or at the store?
Right. I've seen desks flipped over and used as a stool or like a sitting bench. So think of a dresser
with
a flat top with drawers.
Yeah.
Turn it over, put a bench on it, and then you have a bench with drawers on the side.
And people are always looking for more ways to store things.
Yeah, you can. Oh man, there's so many different things that's coming to mind. Bar stool. I seen a bar stool flipped over, and I never know where to house my wrapping paper after Christmas.
You've got to be kidding. They put the rolls in the bar stool?
They turned the bar stool over. They attached a couple little hooks so that you can put the tape and your scissors hanging on with like little hooks. And they Yeah, because it holds them upright and then the paper doesn't get messed up. So I just thought that was so cool.
Who thinks of that?
I don't know.
And you know, for the kitchen one, if you used a dresser, you're always looking for places for cookbooks and weird size stuff like colanders.
Right.
So you could actually make it really pretty.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of a colander.
I didn't either.
Pretty
but
great.
Things that take up a lot of space.
See, you are creative.
Yeah, I am. But once people start getting the ideas generated, then I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
And, you know, like wine glasses. If you're there, it makes it displayed and it makes it fun. So that's another good idea.
I had a volunteer take a wine glass and flip it over and put Christmas balls in it and then put a candle on top of it. So it was like a Christmas decoration.
That might be the idea, kiddo. You might have won the trifecta for me. Another thing I've seen, and this is at a friend's house that has an old house downtown. It was back to your idea of using cups. But what they did was they used cups and plates, and they were like, the top one could have been like a cake holder.
Oh, nice.
But then you could put cupcakes or other things around the other layers.
Very cool.
And you know what? It just looks different. It doesn't look like store-bought and homogenized and cleaned up pretty.
Yeah.
It makes charm. It's charm. That's the word I'm
totally
looking for.
It's totally charm, and you know, if somebody makes you something, it's just different than just buying it at the store.
Yeah.
My friend made me one of those plate holders for my jewelry and my little trinkets. And I just thought it was the neatest idea. And it was
keeps it out of the landfill,
and
people. We need to keep things out of the landfill.
Absolutely.
Okay, what about if you, let's just suppose that there is something like a headboard, but it's lived its life out as a headboard, not very beautiful. Is that one of the things you could turn into a bench? A cute bench?
I think so. I mean, you could just repurpose the back of it or the whole thing. And, you know, like you, I'm not that creative when it comes to that kind of stuff.
But you and I will be talking.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be finding other ways to do stuff. I think it's really a great idea.
I think you could do so many different things with it. I mean, people hang stuff on the wall, you know, or they attach it to another piece and make it even, you could even just repurpose it as a headboard and put it behind your bed.
And make it look nicer.
Yeah.
You can even actually do that with a door, a good door, a good old-fashioned door. You can make that into a headboard.
I know.
You know, when we travel, we don't like tourist traps, stores where it's all junky tchotchkes and t-shirts of places that you don't really want to put on your body or that you do, but like it's those tourist stores are not any good. But what we do go to everywhere we go is like an antique store or a thrift store and look for things. And a lot of times I see things like old keys. People use them for such clever things.
And I always
think,
bend
I know
them.
I should buy that, but I don't know what I'm going to do that for. And knives and forks. People make the most clever things out of knives and forks.
I just seen that on Pinterest. And the knives and fork thing, I seen they repurposed just a piece of wood and they attached the fork. They bent them up.
Right.
And then they used them for hanging, pots or, you know, clothing or whatever. But yeah, that's a great idea. I love that.
And I think the thing that we want to really focus on, everything that we do has a really serious environmental underpinning to it. So what our purpose is in telling this is not just to get creative and use things. It is to keep things out of the landfill. But another purpose that we have found in our family and as our kids build their own houses and get things in there is that it's really, not only is it more affordable, which mostly it is, it's really better stuff. Older stuff was made better.
Oh, absolutely.
And new stuff comes apart and falls apart, and there's that whole thing. So if you think about it, you can save money, invest in a piece that will be with you for a really long time.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, you may paint one thing, but you'll have that paint left over to paint many other things.
Right.
And
right.
The sandpaper. And so you only really have to buy that stuff, you know, once, and maybe you get 5 or 6 projects out of it. So yeah, that's definitely cheaper. And like you said, the stuff was made different.
and you just feel like you're doing the good thing and doing the right thing.
Right.
I always do. Our kids up in Taos, when they moved into a house, they painted everything with paint they got. It's the Restore up there. It's called the Restore.
Awesome.
But they painted all their paint, and they're looking for things now for, you know, the baby's room. They check it on a regular basis. So let's talk about the Habit Store, because we jumped right into the idea of upcycling and what we can do. I want to talk about how people can donate, some kind of treasures they can make, but what kind of impact have you had in terms of, like, how much you save from going to the landfill? Do you have those numbers?
Yeah, so right now we have the number of 598 tons of waste that we're saving from the landfill annually.
598 tons annually?
Annually, yes. And I'm sure that number has increased just with us, you know, creating the awareness out in the community and just reminding people that we're there and that we do take donations. And so it's a place to house people's things that they don't want anymore. So it does save a lot from going in the trash. It's great.
And I think every time you've been on, I've told the toilet story that I have from my friend Terry D, who this guy came in and his son had put, like, you know, Superman or one of those action figures. I'm sure it wasn't Superman, but down into the toilet, and the toilet, in his effort to get it out, it cracked. And it was a very, you know, marginalized community, lower income, and he needed a toilet. And Terry had the ability to get him that toilet for $5 because someone cared enough to donate it and not throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, we do carry toilets.
Yeah, toilets is good. So let's go into that. That's perfect. What do you take? Because I want to make it very clear to people, no clothing.
No clothing, no linens, no paint, no toxic paint thinners, anything that's chemicals, we will not accept anymore. We do accept new and used building materials, furniture, appliances, lighting fixtures, home goods, meaning plates and, you know, your kitchen items.
There's outdoor furniture.
Outdoor furniture. We get great patio sets, you know, and oh, wow, there's so much. Doors,
light fixtures,
windows.
Is really, you said that, but that's a big one.
Yep. Cabinetry
great.
Is a wonderful, people don't think when they're remodeling to donate their still good, you know, usable cabinets that may not be something that they want at the moment, but would work for somebody else. And so we get great sets of cabinets when people are remodeling. So when you're remodeling, just think of us. We do
like
free
pickups.
Like
remodeling the kitchen.
Remodeling the
Don't
kitchen,
break
the bathroom.
Them down. Yes.
We take medicine cabinets. We take bathroom vanities, toilets, even the towel bars. A lot of people will upgrade their towel bars, or they just want a higher toilet because they can't sit that low to the ground anymore. So there's still usable, they're still functioning. And then they call us and we go out and pick their items up. And it's a really good, you know, exchange for them because they don't have to cart it down to the store. And sometimes they do. And so that's awesome too, because drop-offs are really important to our existence. So.
And if you're dropping off, make sure you go in to shop too, because you
got to come in.
You
and
cannot
see what
go
we
in
have.
There and not find something that you just can't live without. Even though I say I'm not buying any more stuff, I find something like a pair of candlesticks or like six wine glasses or whatever. What about what you don't take? You said linens. Do you take? Are there any appliances that you don't take?
We don't take dishwashers. What other appliances? Double ovens. I think those are the two main appliances that people tend to switch out of their remodels, or they get rid of and replace.
But that's interesting. Why don't you take dishwashers? Is there a reason? I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, there's some kind of lead law, and with the water running through the machine, they just don't take them. Our appliances, we do tend to keep them under 10 years or 10 years or younger. But if you have something around that time frame, maybe it's up 10 or 11 years, as long as it's in good shape, no rust, no broken pieces, and it's still functioning, we would still consider it. So,
and do you partner with other organizations that might need things? Do you actually have to donate, or what do you do with things that don't sell? Is that a good question?
Sometimes things go out to, we have a free pile that kind of sits
people
out.
People can come? that I've seen that.
Yeah, it'll sit out in front of the store, kind of by the drop-off area. And we do have that where if things aren't selling or they're not moving, we'll leave them out for basically free cycle, is what we call it.
And it's not a lot.
And it's not a lot, but you know, that does happen. For nonprofits, we do offer them, if they have clients in need, a 25% discount, and they can go right on our website and sign up for that discount and then come in and get the items for their clients.
That's another really good thing to partner about. What about your volunteers?
Oh, we have great volunteers.
We just have to say something about them because there are so many and they are like staff. They're like paid staff, only they don't get paid.
And they help us so much, just the operational side. We have some amazing volunteers. We have a interior designer who comes in and sets up vignettes, which really helps things move off the floor. It's amazing how you can just move a piece of furniture and it'll sell in the next 10 minutes because it wasn't sitting in the corner.
There's a magic to that.
Yeah.
To the staging. Yeah, it's staging.
Exactly. And we have some volunteers that come in and they fix things in the back. Basically, we wouldn't be able to function without the volunteers. And we have more volunteer opportunities lately because we are now open on Sunday. So we are open 7 days a week. And we are looking to, you know, increase our volunteers to come in and give us their expertise. Most of them are retired and they have, you know, a skill set that maybe we don't know about or we don't have in the store. And so they just add value to the existing staff there at the store. So it's great.
It is great. And I would kick myself if I forgot to ask you this question because I know the answer. But the money that you raise, the revenue that you generate, where does that go?
It goes towards our builds.
Right,
all of the awesome builds we have going on.
The core of what you do.
Exactly. Yeah. They go towards all of the every sale bangs a nail. So, you know.
Look, that's tweetable.
Isn't that tweetable?
Yes.
They support our building efforts and just really creating more opportunities for families in Southern Arizona to have sustainable, affordable housing.
So, and I was at the Women's Build last week. This will be a couple of weeks before this airs, but it was amazing. And one of the things I said to T. Van Hook, I said, T, are you doing double deckers now? It was a two-story.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And that was pretty exciting.
There wasn't a roof on it when I seen it. A roof on it when you seen it?
No, the roof wasn't on it, but I was like, wow, is that a two-story? So that's another thing.
Yeah, I've seen your video. It was awesome. What I loved about it most was I could hear the hammers hammering in the background. It was
but, you
just
know,
amazing.
You sit there, and to just do a plug to anyone that's listening that works for a company or you can have your family, there were it was a lot of women, but some of them brought their children. There's an age limit, but it was great to see kids show up. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I just felt again how blessed I am to live in this community because there were lots of volunteers doing some jobs that I'm glad I did not get assigned to, I'll be honest, but there was something for everyone, and the staff, the paid staff, they have it down. You don't volunteer and sit around waiting to get an assignment.
That's right.
Here's where you're going, we're going to put siding on. Here's where you're going, we're going to put paint on. Here's where we're going, we're going to help with the landscaping.
Yeah, and they teach you how to do it, and everybody just working together. It's a great team building or family building event to come out and do those things. So yeah, it's
And we're
going to
do
exciting.
Something different this year with the Chapman Cares team. We're going to do the Brush with Kindness,
nice.
Is another part of the Habitat for Humanity's repertoire of good things they do, which is really to do, it's kind of like refreshing old neighborhoods.
That's
doing
right.
Yard work, maybe some mm-hmm. painting, but in neighborhoods that can just use just some upgrades in terms of how they look.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we covered it, except for a big event you have coming up. This show will air on March 28th, and you have a big event coming up on...
Two days after that.
It's
on
so
a
tell
Saturday.
Us about it.
It is a paint recycling event in partnership with Green Sheen. They're an eco-friendly paint that we actually carry in our store. So the event is a fundraiser for our Rainbow Build, which is a build we do every year. And you can recycle up to 15 gallons of paint for $20. If you have more than 15 gallons, the guy from Green Sheen kind of can eyeball it and give you the right price. But $20 up to 15 gallons, and then any money over $20 actually goes directly to support the Rainbow Build. So a couple things. It's a fundraiser. It's keeping paint out of the landfill, and we're just really excited to kick off this event. It's the first year we're doing it, and so we look to do it every single year to just keep the paint out of the garbage.
A great way to partner. Okay, yeah. That's great. And I wanted to say to everybody, please remember that all of these things are on the show page once we put the show out.
Awesome.
There'll be links to the Habit Store. There'll be links to Habitat for Humanity. There'll be information about this. So you don't have to write anything down or worry about forgetting it.
Once or Facebook.
The show, yeah, and
if you
subscribe to our newsletter, all of these things will tell you when the show is out, and it keeps it going. So here's the last word from Mrs. Green. I want to forward promote our April 2nd show first, Jeff Clemens, president and board member of American Promise. It's about democracy restored. I've already recorded that show. It is amazing what they're trying to do in terms of big Superfund money for getting officials elected. Very powerful. And on April 4th, I can't wait for this one either. Liz Baker Bowman, who's the deputy director of SARCEF, it's going to be the last of our series of the Brightee Awards for Tucson Electric Power, but I am now officially in love with SARCEF. I was a judge the other day, and I was like, I love this. Can I live here? All about kids creating solutions for our future. So here's my deep thoughts from Mrs. Green. As a mission-based organization, we're committed to raising awareness about every aspect of climate change imaginable. This is yet another one of our shows that helps to remind us that living green can really be imaginative, rewarding, and fun, and benefit the planet. Habitat for Humanity Tucson and the Habit Store are living, breathing, successful examples of what it means to be a part of an organization that is truly committed to creating and sustaining a world that works for everyone. We're proud of our partnership with them and appreciate all they do to make a difference. And in my video, I stole a line from their executive director. She said, I'm here because I had a safe, warm place to sleep last night. And that kind of, to me, sums up what the mission of Habitat for Humanity is. They want that to be for everyone. So, Christy, thanks for coming. Thanks for the work you do. And everybody, go visit the Habit Store. It's an event. It's an event every day in and of itself. It's an experience that you want to have. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you for having me.